Hey, do you like transsexuals?
I'm a big fan.
I am a huge fan of transsexuals, and I know a bunch of them.
No.
Yeah. What is the ultimate transsexual? A lot of people ask me that.
Brought to you by Tenacton. Uh-huh. Boom, tough, acid, Tenacton.
I feel like you jumped the gun there, Hunchuck. You got that rubber on? Because you're not finished yet.
You gotta pace yourself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah.
Young gun over here. Going early.
Really took the flow and kind of flushed it down the toilet right there.
On the radio, unlike in sex, you don't always get two takes.
Yeah. After this, find out who is the ultimate tranny on the Jason L. Show.
Monday means mayhem.
Because no one fucks with mayhem.
It's MMA fighter Jason Mayhem Miller and Mayhem Monday with Jason Ellis
on Faction.
I'm back, bitches! Yeah,
wow. We've got a world-class fighter swinging indiscriminately like one foot away from me.
Inches, mere inches from death.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's
not
awesome
Monday,
to be here.
But whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, Thursday, I want to play that one because I feel like this might be the last time you're on the show.
Why?
Because
that?
Of your celebrity status, you're not going to be here anymore. I can stop.
So, fuck
can't
off.
Can't be an Ellis Mania. You're not going to make it on Mondays anymore. It's just going to disappear.
Listen, the text is telling
you. I have no problem with you disappearing.
I know.
As long as it's to, you mean, a higher place. Go, you go. I'll see you.
I just feel, man, don't worry. I'm rocketing off.
We're a little bad hat, though.
My only hope is.
Bad not to have him there, right, Road Dogg?
I'm not bad.
Not to have you there. Real bad.
I love it there.
Who's gonna fill your shoes? When I'm fighting Kid, who's announcing?
I don't know. You know what? Maybe I can help you find a guy.
Yeah, maybe you could. That's an exciting time.
I am.
You are.
Obviously, I'm
no,
this
you
green
don't.
Room.
You don't even know. Oh, actually, you do. You're in the green room. But I'm going to present to you now a contest that we've made, and it's the first time it's ever happened, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready for it?
Ready.
Bring on the ladies, because it's time for the Ultimate Training! Christ, you're tall.
You're gigantic. Wow.
Fucking hell.
I want to make Rod like go extra short today.
Yeah.
Those are gigantic shoes.
It's an NBA thing.
Yeah. This is almost like the fight we were describing yesterday.
Oh, that's true.
If only you didn't have a penis, Morgan.
But I do.
You do have a penis.
Yeah.
And if you were to punch Raw Dog, that would just be fucked up.
Yeah, really please bad. Don't punch me.
I won't.
She punches people. Too. She's a bit of a fighter. She's a tough bitch. Can you put the microphone? Is there any way that we can put two people that are more? Just so everybody knows, somebody's so tall, and Rod Dog's so short that the microphone in the middle means that you can't hear either one of them. We need to like. So we're standing up here. We're using old microphones.
All of them.
and now Rod Dog is awkwardly maneuvering.
The tallest person in the room.
How are you, Morgan?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm a little bit puffy.
Puffy? What does that mean?
You know, the airplane, something making me puffy and swollen. This one time from when I got knocked out a year ago in this motorcycle crash, and I've got like a hematoma thing, and now it's puffy when I'm puffy. So now I have like an extra ass on the side of my back, and it makes me think that it could be a tumor or AIDS.
It's probably a tumor.
Right.
Yeah, AIDS doesn't usually make puffy. Things.
I heard you only get AIDS if Larry Bird doesn't like you.
That's true.
He's very underrated. When they tell the story of AIDS, they so frequently leave out Larry Bird.
Yeah.
NBA Hall of Famer Larry Bird.
Yeah. So I'm really nervous. I don't like pageants.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is the ultimate tranny.
I am the ultimate tranny.
Well, then why would you be nervous?
Prove it. I don't need a pageant to prove it.
This is your game, Enbon.
It's already up here. I'm good. I don't need anything to prove it.
I feel like you failed to tell me we're having a tranny pageant on the only day I come
Well, I didn't want you to come in here fully erect.
I wanted to slowly grow as the show continues.
Wait a minute!
So what are we doing?
Huh?
Well, we have a number of categories for you to compete in. Should we meet everyone up front, or should we just roll right into it?
Let's just meet the ladies real quick so they can all say hello.
Of course.
The ladies, ladies and gentlemen. The ladies.
As a matter of fact, there's a couple of dudes in this room that said when they were in the green room, hey, is one of them not a tranny because I'm a motherfucker? Hey! There's a bunch of dudes in here that want to bone them.
That's how hot they are. Not mayhem.
So we have Morgan?
The ultimate fighter.
The
UFC.
New gay stuff. I follow you on Twitter.
You probably do.
The edge of edge.
I follow
Jason Elisha. You follow me?
Yeah.
I follow you.
I know.
I like you.
You unfollowed me, though, for a while.
Yeah, you were annoying me. That happens to me.
He does that.
You said something.
I think it wasn't you.
It was a retweet or something, and I was like, oh, God, whatever. I don't want to know about it.
Wait, that's how you unfollow people? You just, like, instant on an instant?
Yeah, and then, I'll come back, I'll be like, you know what, that was a... I overreacted, and then I'll be cool with everyone again.
Mm.
It happens.
Yay.
What, now we're not cool?
I follow you now.
You just got to be... I need to know more about your twisted life, and sometimes I need... you know, I'm a married man with two children. I just woke up, you know what I mean, and this cock, Taco Bell, cocaine, heroin, whore.
I don't see any of that.
I know.
Why are you
boring?
It's the whole point.
That's why I followed that Skin and that was what started it. Yeah. I followed Skin and Asphyxia, these two porn stars, and they were so broke ass and just they were we got one cup and just stupid shit where I was like I don't want to be them but it was super I want to just for an hour and then I got to go back to this because I really like this but some parts of me would love to just be there and be that person. Do you know what I mean?
No, I'm so high I've lost you.
Like 6 minutes ago.
You have a winner. That's one category one.
Oh, what, my button? Fuck! It was half a red dragon. Oh, I hate that one too. I don't like that one. That guy needs to shut up. Hey, get that off! Oh, I'll do it myself.
World domination.
I just wanted to press that to man it up.
So we have some categories to go through. We have Morgan, Domino, and Brittany here, and we are going to talk a little bit. We're going to check out your talents. We're going to check out your beauty, of course.
Your tits are pretty much coming out, just so you know. I don't know if that's what you're trying to get across. If you're like, it's time to make my move on Mayhem, he's giving me the sign.
If you were getting like bonus points for your boobs falling out before the contest begins, it's a three-way tie already.
Which can help, and I want you all to know.
No, I saw them on the way in here, and I went, man, look at these sluts. And I was like, oh, wait. Well, I couldn't help it. Like, because you guys, come on. You're dressed pretty hot.
You do look slutty.
You're dressed pretty hot.
You do look slutty.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Domino looks less. She looks less slutty, but you still look slutty.
This is my, like, Sunday church gear.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
What was that, Morgan?
No, Jesus needs you to be well dressed at all times. Come on.
Anyway,
so we're going to judge you. We have some categories here.
Did you tell them they could win?
No.
You get to win. The winner gets to go on a date with anybody on the Jason Ellis show. Anybody.
I should have said you, but I said
you can say whoever.
You can change your mind.
I can.
You've got a phone stuck on your chest. That's up. Hey, so that's what you get to win, whether you like it or not. Raw Dog will fuck you with the same rubber twice.
Really?
Old fucking chilled cock over here. You don't know about chilled cock?
Please, enlighten me.
Oh, well, he recently was having sex with one of his girlfriends at the Standard Hotel.
Mm.
Yeah.
And
hardcore.
Was that downtown or uptown?
He was all like popping bottles towards the end. Yeah, I know how
and
he goes.
He was fucking her, and then he boned her, and then he did her, and then he spooned, because he's a lover and a boner. And he spooned, and then they woke up out of a blackout spoon straight into another NBA jam with Chilcock.
I don't think I ever done this.
With just one rubber, the Chilcock's on fire.
Can I please chest
Chilcock,
bump?
Chilcock, ladies and gentlemen, chest ladies, bump. How do you feel about a man?
Yeah. Wait.
What are you doing?
You're chest bump, bro.
You're gonna chest bump? All right, bro. Don't get shit chest bump because you fucked up twice with him. What? Wait a minute. What? You gonna make down with him? What the hell was that?
What was that?
You've got to, dude. You've got to. That's gonna go real bad for you if you try to do a chest bump with Mayhem like that. You've got to get up there. You can't walk into a tippy toe chest bump. It's an airborne bump.
You gotta.
You gotta get low before you get up.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
He's, watch out, Brittany.
What the fuck? He's gonna go up, motherfucker!
He just stood
there. You're trying
down.
To catch him with your chest?
You want us to lift your wing?
You just jump and fly with your chest in me.
And get, yeah, your, yeah. get your damn hands out of the way.
Yeah! Chest bump! Fly, bro!
Put him back,
Oh my
god! You didn't even jump!
Jump! Jump and then chest bump!
Jump and chest bump!
Put your hands down,
Jump!
There you go.
That was great. Okay. Yeah, sorry,
people really need to chest bump Raw Dog more often.
I know.
This is a man who's been deprived of chest bumps, and every man deserves a good chest bump from now on. Look, you didn't win the fucking gold or whatever, but every man's got to achieve a chest
his
bump.
Training starts here. One more. Just one more.
One more.
Yeah. Together this time.
Hands down.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
If you've ever seen if you've ever seen a kid that doesn't stand all that well in the ocean getting hit by their first wave.
Yeah.
You're like a wet cat.
Yeah. Two chickens.
He's got into shock. As soon as he knows it's about to happen, he goes into some weird fucked up shock that you what do you realize you're not jumping at all, you know that? That last one you just waited for him to land on you.
I was about to jump and then I got knocked. I wasn't expecting it.
Let Mayhem do the trail jump. You just leap. Leap into his chest.
Don't worry,
he'll
I got
catch you.
You.
Leap. Yeah, he's got you.
I got you. I'll catch you at the worst.
You don't okay. Okay.
Leap, motherfucker.
Please catch him. Please catch him.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
I'm sorry, I fell on the floor laughing. Oh my god, brother.
Jump high enough so that you hit him.
Yeah, you wanna get
You can't do a little jump on the ground in front of him. Jump at him. Jump through him. Okay. Jump through
Come
his
on, the
chest.
Contest, bro, the contest. Jump.
You can do it.
Here you go.
Your chest is going to hit his chest.
You told me to jump up.
I said jump through. Jump through him.
You told me just to jump up.
No.
No, we never said just jump up.
Fly squirrel.
Why?
Yeah. There you go. Again. Jumping. Jumping. Come on. Feel the rhythm.
Good job, Raw Dog.
It's really hot in here, ladies.
I feel like we're in a trailer.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, well, it's warm.
Trailer of death.
And when it's warm, you got to watch out for Old Scoop over here.
Absolutely.
And every time it's a hot summer day, you know, those hot summer days, Old Scoop is, you guys, anal, your bums are loose usually because you have bum sex.
What?
Right?
Mine's not
you don't?
Really that weird.
You don't use it at all?
Huh?
Yeah, I use it all the time.
Doesn't it hurt?
No.
Well, I would one time I didn't it hurt and I didn't like it. And I can't do it.
You can't just like pop it in. You gotta like, you know.
You gotta work up to it, bro. You gotta train, man.
You gotta lick it.
You gotta lick it before you stick it and put like lots of lube on it.
Noted.
Lick it before Brittany, you're shrugging your head like.
No, I just like to fuck guys.
She doesn't do anal.
I really don't like.
Her butt's
not clean enough for it.
I just like to fuck guys too.
She just doesn't like douching. Don't let her lie.
Yeah, it's just.
Like douche.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lazy.
Right. Sounds good to me, Del Taco. Yeah. Still using that, eating the good shit?
Del Taco.
Look, we've got to get into it.
Right. So we have a number of categories and questions. We are going to look into your beauty, your talent, and above all, your personality. So
the judges are, just so you know, the judges are these people in the room. So always, you know, be
so stuck up to all of us.
Yes. Kiss my ass.
Absolutely. So maybe, do you want to start with Morgan? Maybe we'll just...
Yeah, you guys have to go. Thank you, ladies.
Fine.
Now I'm nervous.
Yes, you should be.
Thank you. What's this for? I think this is for you.
Man.
Oh, that's right. We were taking.
Hey, Domino, do you have a girl's ass? Did I just see a massive girl's ass when she left?
She's got a big booty.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, look at...
You're fucking ridiculous. I would so fucking do that and not even... She would have to tell me.
Yeah.
She would have to say, look...
Hey, by
the way. Surprise
way.
Downstairs, yeah. Just so you know. Oh! Oh, okay. I don't know. The only thing that gives you away is you're 7 feet tall.
I am 7 feet tall.
And I'm like, look, I haven't seen you in the WNBA. You're white. I mean, I know that she would be, if she was in the WNBA, she'd be famous. Yeah, she's got
I
that
would.
Look.
I would. Yeah. I know.
Man,
I'm just not very coordinated like that.
Yeah. It happens to tall people.
Yeah.
That's why it's rare. That's why they're easy to beat.
Volleyball, I can't dribble. That's my problem.
I love fighting for tall people. I'm just saying. That's a lie.
You don't think.
I'll fight anybody.
Hey, should we turn the radio down out there? Do you want to...
Do you want to yeah, turn the radio yeah, off sure, down there.
Oh,
good call, come fat. Finally, you've thought of something. It wasn't an interesting tweet in the middle of the show. Shithead. Where is my song for the ultimate train? I love this song. Because this is the first song. Right? I mean, this is the first question yes. for our first contestant.
The first event.
First event. Are you ready, Morgan?
I am ready.
This event is called...
This is just a quiz. This is like a current events kind of quiz.
It's called a quiz.
Current events event! Stop!
All right. Morgan, how would you fix the American economy?
Oh my god. I put all my girlfriends to work sucking dick. And
good, strong opening.
Yeah, I would just pimp out all my friends.
Wait, that's... How much dick can these girls suck?
I need a
pimp. Lot of dick, honey, a lot of dick.
Alright, let me write down here. A lot of dick.
A lot of dick.
Everybody, yeah. we are...
Man, I got the notes in my motherfucking head.
Help yourself to a pad right there.
You'll win. But you got a pad.
And we are voting on a scale of...
I'm like Jay-Z. I don't write shit down.
Okay, fair enough. On a scale of 1 to 5.
Oh, 1 to 5. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a fucking...
Never mind. I'm writing something down now.
Alright, I'm going to give you... That's one question?
Yes, it is.
And I'm going to
give... 1 out of 5?
Yeah, 1 to 5. 5 being great.
Yeah, I got you.
What's that, Christian?
I got you.
Just going over it.
One more time.
This party.
.com. Let's go.
Is that two P's?
Yes.
Okay. The next category is we want to figure out who is the most manly tranny. We're going to ask you to act and talk as macho and manly as possible.
For 20 seconds.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to win this. That's not even fair.
Okay.
Well, you don't know that, but you did say that you could be the ultimate tranny before this game even started.
What am I supposed to talk like a man?
20 seconds.
Just talk. 20 seconds?
Yeah. Basically talk like me.
I can't look at you all, dude. I can't look at you guys.
Wow. No, that's even better. Even
that's
better.
Even better.
We don't want to look at you. It's going to ruin it all.
We want it to be.
Do this.
Come on. You can do it.
What, am I supposed to be angry or something?
No, just a man. You have 20 seconds. The other girls are going to have 20 seconds. And we are going to score you from 1 to 5 on your man impersonation.
Okay.
Starting now.
Hey, what's that? I don't know, I can't do that.
Bullshit!
You've got 20 seconds!
You've got 20 seconds!
You're giving
you still have time. You still have time.
Here what's up, bros? What are y'all doing over here?
What the fuck?
Oh my god, that's amazing!
I only sound like a man when I'm angry.
You're so gay!
Well, get angry!
I can't get angry.
Yo, fuck that. You can get fucking angry now.
Can't.
Get fucking angry.
Chunk of mayhem.
I can't.
Damn.
I really can't. You guys are
come
making
on.
Me sweat.
Damn, yeah. I felt like she had potential to be like, to really do
it.
Just be an actor.
I'm a porn star. I'm not an actress.
Ooh. Oh, we're going to score that. We're going to score that.
Yeah, we've got to score that, too.
Next category. Remember, Morgan, you could have went on a date with anybody.
The pressure is on.
Roll
whatever.
Double dipping.
Next category.
Double dipping.
What?
What is the... Just tell us the craziest story that has ever happened to you.
Oh, snaps.
When I first moved to L.A., I was having sex with a guy in a hot tub, and he had a seizure and whacked his head on the side of the hot tub and was bleeding and almost drowned. It saved his life. That's how I knew I really was really in L.A. and I made it. It was like my Pulp Fiction story. That was pretty crazy.
Wait, so you attempted to kill a guy in his hot tub?
No. I saved a guy's life. He was drowning. He had a seizure, blew out everything. It was really bad.
Good answer. Look, that's a great story. I don't care how you slice it.
I think that is a great story.
Yeah. Might not be your cup of tea, but it was brilliant. Yeah. Well done, Morgan.
Thank you.
Was he totally transparent with the entire world about everything about his lifestyle, or did he have to give the cops a story?
Oh, no, we didn't call the ambulance for him. He didn't want it. When he came out of it, he was like, no, please don't call the ambulance.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Because he has it.
He was epileptic and didn't take his medicine.
Boom.
We didn't know that, though.
Right.
We found out, though.
Well, wait.
It's his job, not yours, Morgan.
Right.
Wait, how did you get to the hot tub? That's like.
Yeah, did he wobble over there?
No, he was fine. He had a seizure in the hot tub.
I thought you met him while he was having a seizure.
No.
Just you were out with the guy?
It was like the morning after a party, like early in the morning.
You had a party at his house?
No, it was a party at my friend's house.
And then you guys just went back to the hot tub and he started dishwashing.
Yeah, totally.
He had a fit in you.
No. That would have been really bad, though.
Yeah.
There was a lot of blood.
It would be a better story.
Yeah. I was naked. There was a lot of blood. It was kind of cool, actually. Now, looking back, a lot of blood.
Because he hit his head on the side of the...
Yeah, it was all gashed open here. Skin flapping off and stuff.
Wow.
It was hot, and he pissed all over himself after it.
Nice. Was he in the hot tub during this?
No,
you had to drag him out?
I got him inside at that point, yeah.
You were, he was already inside and then fell on the floor.
No, he was inside then when he pissed himself on the couch.
No, I mean, when the initial started...
Naked.
No, he was in the hot tub. We were in the hot tub, he was fine. Then he, blah, 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 you know, went into
the secret. What was he doing when he had the convulsion?
Well, at first he kind of was like, he would like shiver a little bit, and then right like, I don't know, it was just, I thought he was cold, and then boom, he just went right down. I pulled him up, that's when he went, I guess I dropped him and he whacked his head.
Bad mom, I'm sorry,
wait a minute.
Yeah, now you changed
but
it.
But we were naked and it was slippery. So,
yeah.
And I was like trying to like, you know, it was,
hey,
like,
slip daddy, you're not supposed to hold him, like, when was that part of the deal? Like,
hey, are you going to go on contract trustful.
I wasn't.
Oh! Oh my
God. It was serious. It was very serious.
You guys didn't catch me. Those two guys, you didn't catch me.
Fuck that. And you know what, Mayhem? We never will.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. That's the best thing ever. That's the greatest fucking thing anyone can do for their friends ever. Right.
First of all, ladies and gentlemen, you need to be fit enough to be able to pull a trust fall and not get hurt. Because Mayhem is fit enough to just go, and you guys could not even be there. And he could land on his back and be okay. Some people might get hurt from that. So I don't recommend everybody do what Mayhem just did to me just then. But Mayhem just said trust fall and looked at me and went down. And Christian and Tully weren't even looking at him. He just went flying by onto his back on the ground, knocking them over.
I was far more concerned with just getting out of Christian's way to let him absorb the brunt of it.
Nobody cared.
Oh, well, man, right. The trust fall has got to be done on a regular basis. Just at parties. Trust fall, let's go. Trust fall. You got to do it. You just got to do it at people's houses.
Yeah.
Fucking funny. Christmas dinner and shit. Trust love all. You guys. Trust fall.
So that's what the guy did to her, and she fucking failed.
Yeah.
He didn't even call
trust fall.
You understand that you're dipping down to Christian levels at this point
he
now?
He didn't drown. I saved his life.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
So in the hot tub, and you pulled him out like fucking commando?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Great Nate, story. Yeah. Next category, Michael.
Talent competition.
Hey!
What am I supposed to do for that?
Exactly.
I don't have any, like, I have all my talents.
Well,
are on
then,
film,
lucky
or...
you. We have a song for you to sing.
I don't sing.
But that's your talent.
That's your talent. Mm. Everybody
you don't have
can one sing.
Maybe I can come up with something.
Nope.
Okay.
On the spot like that?
Yeah.
All right, I'll sing for you.
Yeah. Here we go. What's the song?
What is the song?
Yeah.
I thought we had songs for them to sing. Come back!
Cycle.
Splooge head, are you twittering about how witty you are? Splooge face! Come fuck!
Yeah!
Where's the song that she's gonna sing for karaoke?
I thought you had it. I thought you were gonna.
Why would I have it? Why would I have it? Why would I have it?
Because you're a prophet.
That doesn't make any sense. Why would I do that? I do everything else.
I kind of thought you were just gonna pick a song on the spur of the moment.
Alright, I will.
Even better.
I don't have a song!
Come fight. You live to fight another day.
I don't see how he gets to live another day.
There's also that CD.
Let Raw Dog get Lady Gaga off his computer.
I can play a song on my computer quickly.
What songs do you know?
I don't know. I'm not a really good singer.
Sweet Home Alabama?
Sure.
Ooh. Okay, just do that.
I could sing anything for you.
You can?
Sure.
Sing
it's
happy
not
going to
be good.
Mr. President.
Is that going to be the talent portion of this?
Yes.
Okay. Happy birthday to you.
Why does it have to be at Raw Dog?
Because I looked away.
You ran away, huh?
She looked at me and
you're such a bitch. Bitch being gotcha.
You guys have been so rude.
All this new is I fuck you for a little bit. You run away. Yeah. Lights out.
We are being very rude.
Oh, suck your cock, Mayhem. Fucking boo. Out. Flinch him.
Should I finish?
Yeah, sorry.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, sing it to me.
No, you know what? I got a better idea.
She's singing happy birthday to
happy
me!
Happy fucking birthday to you and you, right, you, right, you, yeah. and you.
Wasn't that bad?
Wasn't bad.
Not bad at all.
I like it.
Oh, I'm okay,
let me score that. We can score that, gentlemen.
Score it.
You can go above five.
I'm scoring it now.
I thought you guys have way better stuff than this.
Well.
I mean, it's funny, but...
Well, that's what we do here.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
We're ready for the final.
We're not showcasing my true talents, though.
Are you ready for...
Wait, are you
if you want to showcase your true talents, get ready for the fifth and final competition, which is Most Beautiful Sheenus.
Sheenus? You guys want to see my penis again?
Yep.
Oh.
I whipped it out so much on this show.
Just feel mayhem. I'll be mayhem.
It's a little sweaty.
I mean, I guess I could look at it.
Everybody's
a
little sweaty.
It's a little weird, though.
It's all tucked away.
Look at Mayhem.
It's kind of...
Look at Mayhem's face. Watch the Diaz brothers will make a video. Look at, they'll film that and then film Mayhem's face. Look at
it. Look at my penis.
Look at it, Mayhem.
You have a very beautiful penis.
Do you want to touch my shin?
He's not allowed to.
Are you sure?
Wait, Christian?
I'm good, thanks.
Christian, Will. How do you put that back in your pants?
I got to go in the bathroom and fix that.
And put it in the back again.
Yeah. I can't believe I just did that for you.
You got to really tuck it, huh?
Yeah. Especially when it's got big balls, like you got to get them up there. I'm sweating like a pig in here.
Yeah, we're not judging you here.
Well, except that we are judging you.
We're judging the penis.
I'm glad on a numeric scale.
Yeah, yeah.
1 to 5.
I'm glad someone got it. I think that would have just flew past.
Is it gay to judge a man's penis?
No. Okay. I don't think it's gay. No, it's not gay.
You should have a sweatiest tranny portion of this.
This is. Right,
you're done, Morgan.
I'm done.
Go put your dick in your
crotch,
and let's move on to our next contestant, which I would say would be Domino. That was Morgan.
Okay.
Morgan, what's your Twitter again?
Morgan Triple X Bailey.
Morgan Triple X Bailey. At Morgan Triple X Bailey. We have Domino coming in. Domino.
You do look like a superbook hero.
Yeah.
I look like a what?
Superbook hero.
Oh, okay.
Domino, you are.
Wasn't Domino one?
She's a transsexual.
She was, yeah, from X-Men. That's right.
Nice. I like that.
You have a boyfriend?
Kinda.
You broke up with him.
Wait, does Morgan already tell you my story?
Wow.
Oh.
He's reading your Twitter. What
That's
the
all
fuck?
I'm getting from Twitter, yeah. Sounds emotional. Where are you from? Is it tough?
No.
Sounds like it's rocky every now and then.
Yeah, well, anyway. So, back on with the...
You want to move on, do you?
Uh-huh.
You can move on.
Uh-huh.
How do you look like in a bikini?
Really good, I guess.
Do you?
I get a lot of attention in a bikini.
You like that, don't you?
No.
You don't like the attention?
No, because I'm worried. Like, I won't... If I see little kids, I'm like...
Right, because you think you're that's like I scary to them because you've been raised.
For, like, if,
you've been raised to think that you're inappropriate in
well,
a bikini.
No, I think it's inappropriate for a little kid to see my penis and then their mom has to ask.
Ask
their mom questions.
She's trying not to let the kids grow up too fast.
Fair enough.
I don't want to confuse them.
But it's a tough life to live.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Okay, our first category is like a personality current events quiz kind of thing. 20% of Americans can't find America on a map. What do you think about that?
20% of Americans? That's, I would actually think there'd be more that can't. That's what I think about it. I'm surprised.
Why?
So you think people are even stupider than this number indicates. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I agree.
Part two of that question. So what's the story with this dude of yours?
I broke up with him and flew him to Texas to get rid of him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Smart move. Smart move. Yeah, that's definitely putting up the ranking. That's pretty bright. So what? You just said, you know, maybe you should go visit Houston.
Well, I said maybe you should call your mom and get her to buy you a plane ticket so you can leave and get out of my hair.
And then he said, fuck all that. And then you were like...
Well, this is after, like, all the drama.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, get the fuck out. So he left. It's my apartment.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Oh, that had to have been a damn... an argument. He was living with you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, even harder.
And he licked your bum all the time.
What?
He licked your bum.
Of course. Come on. You gotta lick it aggressively.
He licked your bum on a regular basis.
You gotta lick it before you stick it earlier.
That's right.
I don't like that impression.
He was the guy that would lick it before he stuck it.
Yeah, I make every guy lick it before they stick it.
Good for you.
So you're mostly like a bottom?
I am only a bottom. I don't use my penis. Unless it's for
you don't like it?
No.
You blow dudes though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's a requirement.
That's like my handshake. I'm like, hi.
And you're having sex with other people with penises, you gotta go downtown. That's a bunch.
The Ultimate Fighter coming out soon. Check out Mayhem versus
Bisbing. This makes sense.
It's Bisbing versus the Puff.
I don't want them to touch my penis.
What's that?
I don't want them to, like, play with it or suck on it. As soon as they suck on it, I'm like, oh, you fucking bitch. Like,
right. Yeah.
Like, you little pussy. Jesus. Yeah. Well,
oh, so you feel more dominant.
She doesn't want. She wants to be a girl.
I rarely have those moments.
Everything is except.
You're a girl that hates gay dudes. You're a girl that hates gay dudes.
I don't hate gay dudes.
Yeah, but they turn you off a little bit.
Oh no, I'm not into gay guys at all.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
so sexually. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Yeah.
It's a little bit challenging. You're good with it, but it's a little bit of a, you know, there's some hurdles.
I have no problem getting guys, like, straight guys or whatever.
Oh, I know. No, before, when you were in there, other people in here wanted to bone you. Well, and then I told one of them that you have a penis, and I'm pretty sure, you know, I mean, if the government wasn't watching, they'd bone you. Yeah, which I'm sure you're used to.
The government.
They still do. They just don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of all these straight men that you know, I'm sure it would not be hard for you to imitate like a macho straight dude for 20 seconds.
Is this part of the passion?
Yeah, sure.
Yes, it is.
It's just my thing, Domino.
Don't look at me while you do it. Don't turn away. Nobody else look at me either.
No, it is. Of course it is.
Are you ready?
I don't know if I can. Like, what do you want me to
20? No, we're not allowed to help you.
I don't know how to talk about sports.
You have to talk to 20 seconds like a man. And the best, you do the best, we'll score you on it. You ready?
Talk about Call of Duty.
Think about what you're going to say. Ready?
Okay.
Set. Go.
Dude, man, I went down to the bar, and then I banged all these fucking hot bitches, and they came up to me, and they were totally on my nuts, and then I gave them all STDs. Right.
That was really good. Oh my god,
creative,
that was good.
Creative at the end.
Oh my god, I just gave you a 10 out of 5. That was fucking awesome. Because we are idiots. Oh man. That was really enjoyable.
Solid, yeah, solid performance.
Yeah. Last question.
Next question. Can you share with us the craziest thing that's ever happened to you? The craziest story you have?
I got drunk and took a hormone shot. I don't know.
What?
The craziest story.
You took a hormone shot?
A hormone shot.
What's that do?
Turns you into a woman.
In the middle of the night?
Yes.
That's pretty scary. Imagine being really angry in the middle of the night and you're like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to be a woman tomorrow. Yeah. This hormone shot. Don't know what happened, really. A good one.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, I met some guy at like a stoplight and hooked up with it. Well,
here's a story. Tell me about what's going on with your boyfriend.
He broke all of my furniture and I threw him out. Like, he just went crazy. He got upset because of the porn and he got upset because...
Time out. He got mad because you were doing porn? But weren't you doing porn before?
No, we've known each other for a while. But I was a hooker when he met me. So I'm like... Now I'm doing the better thing and not being a hooker.
So it's a step up. Really. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly.
Yeah. Because I'm getting tested now. Because now I'm having sex with people who are tested and not random fucking old dudes. Like, off the street. Well, not off the street, but off the internet.
You know what I mean.
It's way more money, though, hooking.
Way more money being
really?
A hooker?
Yes, way
just
more
straight
money being
selling
a hooker.
Like, selling... Out
of curiosity,
pussy.
I can sell pussy.
Sure,
sell pussy all day.
You just got to enact them.
No, I like that shit.
Yeah. Please shut me down if I'm prying too much. But how much money can you make in a good year of being a prostitute?
I don't know in like a year because I have bad spending habit. But I know I've made like $5,000 to $6,000 in a day and like only a few hours of work.
Or and that's like even, Friday, and Saturday. And you could like, do that.
No, that's like in one day.
That's a Tuesday afternoon.
That's really? Like one day, and that's just like sitting there and be like, oh, yeah, you're really interesting. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry, your wife sucks. Oh, mm-hmm.
How do you negotiate that? That's
funny. Wow. This needs to be a TV show.
Yes, it does. The real Chinese of Los Angeles.
Explaining now by saying that you're jacking a man off and he's shooting a load in your face and you're taking him.
Yeah. Exactly.
Do you take a load on the face for these guys?
Well, now that I got my boobs, I've taken a lot of loads.
They
want
to hit you, but you want it on the face. That's your. It sounds like it's a little bit of a move that you do.
No, I don't like the smell.
Well, it's fair enough. You do hate penises.
My own.
Yeah. You don't mind this.
I love everybody else's. Okay. Not mine.
Okay, good.
Very conflicted.
Okay, do we have enough answers then?
I think we have one more, right?
We have one more.
No, we have two more. We're going to ask you two.
How many numbers do we have?
Jeez, you guys already want me to go?
The next one is four.
Domino, what's your Twitter?
At Domino Presley.
At Domino Presley. Check her out for her relationship.
I don't have...
Where she no doubt talks about her many talents, one of which she is about to unveil.
Yeah. In the talent contest. She's a trainer. Can she sing? Can she play basketball guitar? We'll find out right now because it's talent training contest time. Yeah. All
right. If you had a camera, then that's my
camera
talent.
Right there. Oh,
man, she got a whole lot of these fucking shaboom fucking ones. Like, oh, yeah, well, what about my ass for an answer? How about that?
My ass is a talent. I just can't do it. I don't know, like...
But can you make it juggle or something?
Yeah, do you have, like, ass talents?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can suck air into my ass, but that's
not... Wait a minute. Can you perform that? What? No, they can't!
Yes, you can. You just have to bend over and, like...
I cannot suck ass in my... Well, air in my ass.
You might as well do it now.
I don't even know if I can, because I'm going to, like...
Wait a minute.
Put the microphone.
Shit just escalated.
I can't even. I'm wearing a corset. That's my excuse.
Well, let's put the microphone in your ass. Bend over, put that one on your ass.
You have to, like, get on all fours.
Yeah, get on all
even
fours.
Even better.
Yeah. Which way do you want me? This way in your front or that way in his?
Easy, Cruella.
Yeah, I'll probably shit on the mic.
Yeah, perfect.
That's also a talent.
That'll get you five.
This, shut up.
I can't do it.
Yeah, you can. Lose the corset.
I'm getting fucked by a microphone.
I'm not fucking you. Everybody be quiet.
Sorry.
I can't do it.
Wait, right, try again. Try again.
One more time.
That was my armpit.
Sound effects. Mayhem on sound effects. Well, we gotta judge you accordingly.
We have one more, don't we?
Nah, yeah. Man, let her have another choice.
Titty came out.
Oh. Titties.
That one.
That's the good one?
Yeah. I don't have any talents.
Are you interested in singing?
You heard my dude voice now.
Dude voice is awesome. I wonder if you do the dude voice and do I'm Too Sexy.
No, I make her sing Ja Rule.
Can you rap?
Make her rap. That would be great. That's
I have a rap that I wrote in my phone, but no.
Yes.
Well, yeah, yeah, go get it. That's drop, yo, DJ, that'll drop a beat.
Purse. They can't hear us out there.
Get the purse. Get the purse.
Can you get a Domino's purse for us for just a second?
It's right there. By her feet.
There's a butt plug in there that he needs.
That's really great. I don't have any talents. Well, there is this one rap in my phone in the green room.
I didn't write it.
You got a beat?
There.
You got a beat?
A boy.
Oh, I didn't have a beat. I have this beat.
I have to find it, so talk amongst yourselves.
Talk amongst yourselves?
Yes.
There's nothing you're doing, right?
Yeah, I'm not doing anything.
Strangled your sister.
Yeah.
You strangled your sister? How was that?
She was trying to be stupid. Don't want to talk about it. He's in the Ultimate Fighter, though.
Well, you guys were talking about my boyfriend, so
You brought it up. We didn't know.
I didn't bring it up. That was the first thing he said when I walked
in. No way. You brought it up first. You're like, God, my fucking boyfriend. And he's like, what happened with your boyfriend?
Oh,
I remember
exactly.
It.
That's how
she
I was.
Seems like every subject with you just comes back around to this dude. I don't know why.
Right?
Yeah. Because you fucking idiots keep bringing it around.
Well played.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Touché.
Thank you very much.
You ready?
No.
Why not?
I said talk amongst yourself.
Man, do you have a ton of siblings or am I missing?
Yes, I have one.
Oh, really?
My dad is the last of 22 kids.
There you go. That's what I was thinking
I think that's what you're thinking. Because my family's horny. What the hell, raw dog?
22 kids?
Seven of them died. And my grandma made it to 90 smoking and drinking. I was like, yeah, it's pretty weird.
Why don't you guys chest bump again?
Yeah. Fuck yeah! Come on!
Get up there! Oh, look at that! Now he knows it.
He's starting to learn.
Yeah, not that bad.
I have not been chest bump much in the past, that's true.
You ready, Domino?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Here we go.
I've got a beat for you if you want one.
Oh, snap. Raw dog. Raw diggity.
I don't need a beat.
There you go.
Well, you got one.
I think he's going to make it harder for
you. Yo. Come on.
Do it, though. Wait, here we go. Hands. Yeah. Yeah.
In my pussy, in my anus, I'll fuck you like you're famous. Out in public shit, who could really blame us? Give me what I want, give me what I need. Fill my pussy up to the top with your seed. Keep it up good now, put it in my butt. Suck on these D's till you bust a second nut. Tired, nigga, I'm still wired. I want it in my mouth or bitch, you're fired.
Oh my fucking god! The shop has been shut down! Unbelievable display. Man. What? I don't have a talent. Wait a minute. There's this one thing that I wrote.
Yeah. That was a total bait and switch, by the way, is what that was.
Yeah. Wow. That,
it's like Rabbit and 8 Mile. Well, I do write down some rhymes at home.
Where's your gray sweater? Oh, man.
That's it for Domino?
Am I
good?
No, whatever, dude.
Oh, no, the Sheenus.
Fifth
winner.
And final category, most beautiful Sheenus.
Oh, yeah.
What's a Sheenus?
The penis on a girl.
That's a Sheenus?
Wait, I have to show you my penis?
Yeah.
Oh, it's tucked away and there's a sock on it, so it has all those sock lines. It's going to look crazy.
There's a sock on it?
Yeah, here, I'm going to... This is how you tuck. The other girls don't do that because they're not ladies. This is my panty. This the other part, that's Boop. A sock. So back here.
This is very interesting, I have to say.
And you make... Did you make
my nuts up here.
Oh, you put them up there?
Yeah.
They stay up there all day?
Yeah. And I said...
That doesn't... Is that, that hurt or is it bad for you?
I don't think it's bad.
To have them up in there all day?
That's where they came from. That's where they came from.
Wait, can I do that?
Yeah.
I'm not saying I want to.
No, you can.
No, no, thank you.
No, can you put your balls right up in there?
I'm really not interested.
I
believe you. I believe you. But that's not because I don't want you touching my balls, because I don't want my balls to go up that high.
I'm scared to get hard. It's okay.
But I mean, sometimes when you finish, you go
up. Naturally, they go up to protect them.
I don't know if it can hang out there all day.
I can put one in there all the time, but I don't think I can put two in there at the same time.
Yeah, bro, if you try hard enough, you can do anything, Ellis.
True. What was the conversation having earlier about
just fucking,
man.
You always know to get him to do anything.
I know, yeah. You're
for those of you at home, Ellis is trying to tuck both of his testicles inside his body cavity at this point.
I think
point.
It's pretty hot right now.
I don't think I have this cavity. I mean, I know I do, but I've never actually
done it. Yeah. You got both? Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Do we have both?
Yeah. Yeah. Both?
You just scored a five, sir.
He wins.
Five. I'll show you my genius.
but my stepped my tummy hurts a little bit.
Yeah.
From what? Doing it, though, so that you get...
Yeah, but you know what? Dude, you're on injections and whatnot, so, like, you're shrunk up, right?
Mine's small and, like...
Did we see it? We did, right?
No.
She's still whipping that Joker out.
I saw the balls inside her. Yeah. I mean, it's...
You know what's funny is I thought they were, like, a punk rock band when I saw them walking up. I'm like, what the fuck is that? They're going to practice?
Yeah.
And then now, not exactly. Whoa, it's really going down.
Like, a whole thing.
Oh, you're putting it in there.
I have, like, those same jeans, but a little bigger.
A lot
you sit there, you sit. You just sat down on it then, and you tied it back up and put it in your bum?
I just pulled it back here.
But you got it right up there.
Yeah.
You hate that thing, huh?
Yeah.
You want to get it cut off?
When I'm 30, because it makes me too much money.
But you fit later on when you retire, you made a lot of money when you cut it off?
Yeah. Oh, and when it feels like, I heard it feels like a butthole. I'm like, I already have one of those.
Oh, you feel it when they cut it off, you have a...
I heard if... Post-op pussy feels like a second butthole.
Well, why wouldn't it? I feel like it constantly would feel like a second butthole more than it would feel like a vagina. I mean, they're just not that good. How can they make a pussy out of it?
Well, yeah, and until they give me until they can give me like something really good, I don't know if I want to.
In the future, they'll be able to grow a vagina on the back of a mouse.
I would get hair if they did it right.
Yeah, get what? Me too.
I would get hair because I don't want fucking long hair. If I want hair, I want my hair to be as long as it is right now, which is grown out from shaving 2 days. Like, I don't want to have actual hair Tully and Mayhem. Yeah. I just want to have a
shaved
head.
So you're saying
hair.
Is you don't want to get a vagina on your head?
If it was a good pussy, like a real pussy, then I would put it on there. But if it's a little bit wacky of a pussy and it feels like a bum hole, I don't want it on there. That's what I'm trying to say.
All right, that was our fifth and final category.
Sponsored by
thank
Fleshlight.
You, at Domino Presley.
And thank you for that lesson in...
I really feel like
I never got it until then.
That's how it goes.
Look at that ass. Look at you.
It is ridiculous.
She is really hot. Yeah.
She did a lot of lunges or something.
We have our last contestant, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back, Brittany.
Her name is Brittany. Brittany Marks.
Markham. Yeah, how many times have we been through that?
Well, it doesn't mean anything to me. I have brain damage, and I'm quite proud of it at this point.
Thanks.
Still going strong. I'll never give up, even if I forget.
You smell good.
Thanks. Fantasy and Vera Wang and Dior mixed together.
You mixed them all together.
I mixed them all
just
together.
Just some lettuce.
Yeah.
That explains why I can smell it over here.
And moving straight into the
quiz.
Here we go. Here's your current events quiz question. Brittany, how better can we promote volunteerism in America?
Like, people to clean shit?
Solid answer.
Five all around.
We got
people to clean
stuff? I thought it was over, but it's not.
Wait, people to clean, like...
It's far from over, ladies and gentlemen. Wait. It's just begun.
It's just begun.
Like people at Skid Row kind of stuff?
Exactly, yep.
Oh, well, I wouldn't do it, but I would send one of my assistants to do it.
Yeah, well said. Well done.
Yeah. But, I mean, I do believe in people should give back, just not me. I give to my parents, and I give to my family.
I think I'm going to alter my 5 to a 10. Yeah. It just keeps on giving, this answer.
Well, it's true. Honestly, like, I don't give a fuck about any of these dates.
All right, now it's a 15.
Like, I'm just here to laugh and talk shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Your whole life is that.
Yeah,
welcome
that's
to the
my
Jason
whole life.
Ellis Show.
Yeah. That's why I'm
yeah,
like,
I only do it for 4 hours.
No, I do it every
sometimes
day.
Sometimes 3 when I'm late.
Fair enough. Our next category, category number 2, we want you to talk as manly and as macho as you possibly can for about 20 seconds.
Okay, pull out your dick, bend over, and
wait
then
a minute,
talk
wait
like
a minute.
Man.
What? Pull out your dick and bend over?
Bend why over, would, and then I'll talk like a man.
Look, I'll allow this. I'll allow this because there's no penetration on satellite radio. But I'll allow my good friend Mel Gibson or Santa Claus to bend over, and you can pulsate him. You can blue ball him, but you can't enter him.
I can hit him?
Yes.
This is her version of acting manly?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to break a deal. Like, I have to hit you if you guys want me to talk like a man.
Wait, punch him in the face?
No, I won't hurt him.
Right. Just hit.
Just a slap.
Just slap?
Hit.
Yeah.
Okay, you're allowed to slap me.
Wrong okay.
On! Yeah. Wait. Somebody get more... Wait, everybody get more cameras.
I'm a professional slapper.
You got another one?
Oh. Yo, okay. Do not hurt my little buddy, please. But hurt him.
Give me that. I'll take that one. I'll take the... You use the phone, I'll use the...
Oh, perfect. More cameras.
I want this shit.
You want this shit.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Don't fucking look, smack I'm his teeth so out, all right?
Okay, you got 20 seconds to be a man.
I can't look into your really sad eyes.
Don't look at her. Yeah,
it's her fucking bush baby eyes. I know. You little fucking pajama bastard. Cuddly motherfucker.
Are you ready?
All right.
Oh, she really fucking hit him. Are you all right?
I left.
Did you get your ear?
When did you
get your ear?
No, did I hit my ear? All right.
At what point?
What? You guys wanted me to stalk him or something? Like how puny he is.
Nobody asked you. Nobody asked you to suck him. We asked you to talk like a man.
That's the only way you can talk like a man.
Well, bitch, I fucking flapped you and decked you. Now that's what you get.
That was way... Wait, are you okay, dude?
Yeah, fine.
That was way too hard.
Man.
Way too hard.
Wow, that was like a hook from a 55 pounder, for sure. That was like a hook.
I was like, why is Ronda jumping up on this?
Should have made him put a fucking glove on at 16.
I leave that into my ring throughout.
Ronda had a plan to respond to that. And on impact, he completely pulled out. I'm being a part of the bit at all. It's that fucking head in his face. It was like, I am fucking out of this bit right now. Like, I have shook. Ellis, take control. This plane's going down. You fucking lost composure for a second. That was such a hard
hit. That did hurt.
That did it kind of ripped the lace.
Oh, sorry, your face is red. He can under his eyes. Man, red. Man.
In Brittany's defense, like you said, you did not turn your rings around. So.
No, I didn't. So, I was going to turn my rings around. She would be a little scratched, but I was like, no, that's
wow. Wow, we're all happy to be here. Raw Dog, taking one for the team. Good
that Danny that relaxed me when I took
so,
all that.
So that was your acting manly impression.
Man, ellismania.com. I can't go live on there right now, but if you can go on there, there'll be some videos this afternoon that might work out. And if you're listening on Stars 2, they'll be on there right now. Stars 2, how you going? Good stuff. Check out the Jay Thomas Show.
Brittany, next category, category number 3 of 5. Please share with us your craziest story. What's the craziest thing that's ever happened to you?
Here we go.
Okay. What do you guys want to hear? Like sexual stuff?
Whatever's crazy.
Stuff?
Blow
the
our
craziest
minds.
Story you can
if
ever
have
think
car
of.
Car accidents, sex, and maybe puppies in it, it would be perfect.
My balls are itching. I don't like car accidents, but... Ooh, I already told you about
that's
the midget.
That's a firm stance. I don't like car accidents either, though.
Well, can we talk about shit?
Yes.
Okay. So, I had this guy, like, offer me, like, a lot of money. Mm. And I was like, I'm broke. I need this. Mm. So, he came over, and then this fucker was like, can you shit in my mouth? I had just eaten Taco Bell. I was like, for sure. I was like, it's this much, whatever. And he was like, okay. He... was making a milkshake out of my shit in his mouth. And he's like, it's never tasted so good. And I was like, oh, he's like, can you hear that bitch?
Keep going.
Can you hear?
Quick, before Pendarvis gets here.
Are we even on the air?
No. And then I come in his mouth, and he still is making a milkshake out of it. And I'm
Will is dying right now.
I'm sitting there.
He's dead to fucking
and then
corporate.
He pukes all over the place, and then he comes.
At the same time.
Well, after he pukes.
You sadist! Why is that so funny to you, Michael?
Because he
comes
after.
After.
Yeah, yeah. Puking isn't funny. Well, the fact that was exactly what he wanted. As soon as he barfs, he comes.
It was hot then.
Oh my god. No, the best one.
Who made him thought he was creepy?
Fuck the shit.
You got blown out of the water, didn't you?
Man, I thought that the other day. That was
boring.
Fuck the shit story. My friend just passed away that I shot a video with.
Yeah.
And rest in peace, she would laugh too. But she passed away from a heart attack or whatever. So she was a crackhead. Hmm. So I shot a video with her one time and she wanted to hang out. And I was like, no, I'm not going to hang out with you. You're crazy. So she drops dead last week. And I know it's cracked, so she had a heart attack. And I'm like, you're lying. Like, her funeral services were tomorrow, so we were all going to go. And then we got a text message saying her funeral was canceled. And I text back, and I'm like, bitch, you're fucking lying. Why are you lying about your death? That's so fucked up, or whatever. The wife texts me back the death certificate of her being dead. And I'm like, talking all this shit. Like, no, you're lying. Like, your wife isn't dead. Like... So
I thought the shit story was better. I would have left it at that.
No, I like that one's story better because that one's like funny.
I don't
know what side you run in.
Or yes, I agree. Right. Congratulations.
Moving on to category.
Moving
number four,
on
the talent competition. Blank stares all around.
I can pick my nose a lot, and I can come.
Wow. Wait a minute. You can come, but at what? Because you're picking your nose?
I can pick my nose and come at the same time. Like, I can come from here and, like, hit you. Like,
yeah, I know. Sweat. We all know. We're all running scared. Yeah. We know about your special talent.
Yeah.
Oh, she's come that far?
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah. Is it?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, I don't want a train chasing me around shooting loads at me. That's just what I'm saying.
You can say that.
Well, some MMAs like that.
Wow, you like, man, you don't name. Well, I don't want to know.
Well,
I don't want to know.
A special Huntington man. That's married to a very popular porn star.
What? Come on, leave everybody alone. Yeah,
hi, Boston Market.
Is that enough?
He's had enough. Boston Market?
Boston Market.
You trying to say you suck Tito Ortiz's dick at Boston Market?
I would
Market?
Never. Who said anything about Tito Ortiz?
We're not going for that.
I don't know who's Tito Ortiz.
Have you ever blown a man at Boston Market?
No, I didn't blow him at Boston Market. I met this person at Boston Market.
And then you blew him?
Later on, yeah.
Not at Boston Market.
No, I'm not black. I'm not going to be blowing people at a chicken joint. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? No.
My mind is blown on so many levels. I don't think we can talk.
Yeah, I know. Turn the show off.
Somebody unplug.
I don't want to be here anymore. I want Covino and Rich's quickie to come on right now and save me.
Yeah, this talent competition is god awful. Taking a turn for the worse.
You're no longer listening to this. On
Mayday!
Too,
Mayday! Go to commercial. We don't have commercials. We're going down. We're fucking gone.
Play a song. Play that Death Death Die song or something. Fucking hell, they ain't heard it. Turn it down this time or something.
Fucking hell, man.
So was that the talent segment?
That's the talent bit. Yeah.
Oh, my head hurts.
Okay, then we're on to the fifth and final category.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can do this. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know what to say.
Believe it or not, you get the exact same score for me for that as you did for your racist rant.
I'm not racist. I just don't like cocoa butter smelling people.
You gotta pretty early in the morning to catch us out.
Yeah, I got up at 8 in the morning to get my extensions. I had mold in my fucking extensions.
You had mold in your hair.
This black bitch put my extensions in and she put wax in that you put on black people. Obviously, I'm not black and that's why I will never go to a jigaboo again. So this bitch, Domino, took my extensions
is
out.
Jigaboo a racist word?
Yeah, it's racist. Yeah.
It's not racist.
Yeah, only,
jigaboo
like,
is
the only
not
person
racist.
I've ever heard say that is like my dad's uncle, I mean, dad's brother's racist ass.
And he had a white cape on.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm Mexican, so I'm not racist.
Only white people are racist. Oh, that absolves you. You're allowed to say every.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Brittany fucking Markham, I can.
All right, at Brittany Markham on Twitter, if anybody wants to follow her.
Come and get it.
Join the fight.
They wait for my, like...
Against black people.
Yeah, they, not only blacks, but, like, yellow skins and everything. Right. Like, no, I love the yellow skins. So my second's a yellow skin.
Right, well, Michael, you've got to be happy about that, knowing that for a second there she hated your wife, but then, of course,
I'll
that is okay.
I'll pass that along to the missus, thanks.
Yeah.
Fifth...
Not a bad yellow skin. Mrs. Sully's not a bad yellow skin.
My neck.
Fifth and final category, most beautiful she-ness.
Oh, she's whipping her cock out in the instant.
Wait, what did you say?
She-ness.
Your she-ness.
See, look, that's not the word
Show
they call
you come. Hey, I don't know how to put it. Let me think about it. Pull your dick out and wave it around in front of the judges. Judging your cock, will we score your cock when we see it against the other three? Two cocks we saw, two has the best cock, and overall, your cock can help when you score because you're an amazing racist, and of course, there'll be some huge deductions from those comments. Let me tell you, holy shit, Hitler with a neck and tits! What the fuck?
I love Hitler. I want to fuck Hitler.
That's
hit it all the business. I want to fuck the shit out of Hitler.
Home run!
Welcome to Boston Market, Charlie Cream Spinach!
Do you want to see the chode dance?
Yes.
Or the chode?
Yes.
I'm Mexican, I'm circumcised. Do you want to see the chode
yes.
dance?
Yes.
Yes, we want to see the chode dance.
It's very fun. Okay. My mom taught me how to do it. It's the Mexican chode dance.
You know what? I thought I was going to be impressed, but I forget that I have a dick.
Yeah.
You think I haven't done the chode dance? Like, what the fuck, man? I did that shit when I was like two.
I did too. I just didn't have
basically,
long hair.
Basically, for people at home, rest. Picture if Pee Wee Herman had done the tequila dance with no pants on.
Exactly.
Did you just call me Pee Wee Herman?
Oh my God.
Yes, slap him.
I said your dance.
I'm going to shove this microphone up your ass.
I said your dance is Pee Wee Herman.
I say you're Pee Wee Herman.
Do you want to fight in Alice Mania?
Do you want to fight?
Dude.
What about you guys have a face slapping contest?
No,
no. No. Wow. Kill me.
Yes, I am evil. No.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
Do you want to fight in Alice Mania?
Him?
No.
She's like me.
I'm like, he's the easiest target. Of course. But no, I'll wrestle him. But no, he has a girlfriend.
I don't want you to wrestle
him. So do
him.
I.
That's what I'm talking about.
But I'm saying, do you want to fight in Alice Mania?
Do you want to be a wrestler?
Do you want to fight a boxing fight, real boxing fight?
Do you want to be a fucking fighter?
Yeah, I want to beat the shit out of fucking Domino Presley and Morgan Bailey's asses. That's what I really want to do.
Will you really fight each other?
Yeah, well, we fought each other before.
Get all in here right now, all of you.
Get in here, bitches. They're listening.
While we're doing this, everyone inside here can start tallying their scores.
Yeah, everyone tally up the scores, and then
I know, I'm saying you're taking a line stack of shit.
You guys, would you guys really box each other for real?
A real
fight, though. Yeah. No bullshit. With boxing gloves and headgear.
Oh, yeah,
no
for sure.
If I take you guys, you'll fight it with no... Would you
bare-knuckle tranny match.
I wouldn't fight him with no
I would pay for a case to be dropped in on the ring for that one.
I'd have to have gloves because I would break noses.
Nice.
I want to thank Tim Acton for.
I want to see the fucking shadow boxing. I just want to see the shadow boxing.
My scores are illiterate.
I didn't even write my shit down.
My scores
what
are.
What the fuck? What are we gonna tally them?
Yeah, we're tallying.
Oh, that's some bullshit. Can I just say who I think won?
Yeah, I think we can go around the room and just call.
Yeah, we'll just go around the room.
We're not a bunch of jigaboos.
You can't say it because she said it. I know because it sounds good in the song too. I thought it'd be a good word to say in the song. But I was like, I'm not fucking saying that.
I'm not saying it racist. It's just saying the word she said.
But you can't. You just gotta let Brittany do it.
She's earned it.
I can't believe how close my vote was.
It is weird. I thought it was over from the start, and then it just escalated for me. But anyway. Let's go around the room. We'll go with Raw Dog. Of course, we know him as Double Dip, the man who fucks a lady.
I will fucking bitch slap you if I lose. Even harder.
Damn, why are you threatening him right now? What? That's really going to prove his
so
place.
Mean.
Revising tally,
pretty
soon. No. Each of you three ladies was more impressive than the last contestant, but it was a very, very close match. I had to rank Morgan 14 points out of a possible 25, Domino 17 points, and Brittany also 17 points. I have a tie.
Oh, wow. And they're going to fight at Ellis Mania.
Oh, you're an idiot.
So what the hell does a tie mean?
You're a moron. You got to pick, idiot.
Having considered between the two who got scored 17.
Oh, my. You're an amazing person. You really are an amazing person.
Who comes out on top?
I'm going to give Domino the win.
Domino with the win.
You're giving Domino the win.
You're giving Domino the win.
Congratulations.
Mr. Mayhem. Trustful.
Ultimate Fighter, Season 8.
Oh!
Oh!
Did you do that?
Wait a minute. Who said trustful? You said trustful. Christian said trustful. How can you call trustful standing next to Mayhem? Whose fault is that?
That's his nickname.
That's not his fucking nickname at all. Don't make that his nickname. He's got a fight coming up.
Damn.
You can't say trustful standing next to Mayhem and not expect to catch him. For those of you who aren't in this room, when Christian said trustful, Mayhem went down again.
Instantly.
I repeat, instantly. Mayhem went down.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. Wow. I want to remind people. And tomorrow morning on Stars, trustful is the new fucking thing to do at parties.
Oh, chest bump. Trustful.
Trustful. What's up, hey guys? Trustful.
How do you feel about nobody trusting?
Gangster. It's so gangster. And you got to commit to it, though. None of that bullshit chuck and roll.
Yeah, yeah.
Go down.
Go down.
Start the party right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to fuck your computer up.
Is it
computer's fine.
Computer's fine. Good, good.
I'm so happy. For 5 years I worked here without bringing in proper, like, studio beverages. I would have just fried this entire board. And seriously, the show would have been off the air.
Awesome.
No doubt. If we fry this board, doesn't care. Oh, you're the future of radio. We fry this board, it's over.
Unless we're doing a show tomorrow in Washington, we're fine.
The AC's on.
Fine. All right, so Mayhem, your votes, please.
Oh, all right.
In order of
now,
preference.
No, I felt like the criteria of judging is the most awesome tranny, correct?
Yep.
Now,
no, it's the ultimate tranny.
Ultimate, I'm sorry, the ultimate tranny. While our tall friend...
Unlike the Ultimate Fighter, which you will be starring in Season Who Gives a Shit.
I think you guys are kissing each other.
Yeah. You know what? I went ahead, and after her racist rant, she was in the lead. She was in the lead.
Mm.
And she loves me.
Yeah.
I can see it in her eyes. She kind of reminds me of my sister a little bit. But...
How you doing?
I had to give Domino the win. I had to give it. I
wow,
had to give it up.
There's some two she, for Domino.
She was fucking... She raps for us on point. And
oh, yeah,
she was
the
so,
rap.
She
I
was
got
so
about
humble.
The rap.
She was so humble. She's like, I don't have any talents. Wait a minute. Yo, yo, yo. I was like, damn, that shit went down. All right, so Domino would win for me. That's
there
the deal.
There it is. Going around over to Christian Ant's shoebox. The man that made the new song from Death, Death, Die. A is for anal. Shitty so you can't hear the lyrics. Take it away, Christian Hand.
I mean, there's three very different competitors, obviously.
Mm.
Chalk
and cheese.
Chalk and cheese, but I just think Domino's hot, so I went for Domino.
Right, well, that doesn't prove at all that you would want to fuck her. That's just saying, you were just saying that she's hot.
Yeah.
Is that fair? Oh, no, we got this covered.
You got that covered?
Sam Gabay is not here, Carmen.
Right,
you to go on the date with.
Right, you're starting to creep me out though with the way you're looking at them.
No.
This guy over to Michael, who's recently married to a yellow skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that like, Mike?
She's got a little, got a little ching in her, a little chong. Yeah, watch out for your coke around that one. Pee-pee flying.
Lot of mercy.
I judge this one incredibly close. I have a vote of 18 to 16 to 16 for Brittany Markham.
All right. Nice.
There it is, Brittany.
I got 2 16.
No, you stupid cunt. You got 18.
Oh.
Domino, another score.
Two 16s.
Man, that really just sort of finished it right there.
I know, exactly, right? I mean, I went, they all are, they, you guys, I thought you were hot sluts, okay, when I was walking down, you guys are all very attractive, but really, you kept fucking
us up. Look, here's the deal.
And I appreciate that.
Morgan, I feel that you were first, so you didn't go as hard as you could go. But you're massive.
Massive.
And I love massive things. So I'm really into you, and I want to give you a score. If I don't really give a shit, you just fucking win.
Thanks.
Domino, you're super hot, and it's a lie. You're evil because you are the right size where you're just a girl, you're just a hot chick, and I don't think it's fair because, I know that I'm a little bit gay, but to other people out there that want to have sex with you, they probably find that they
you're
probably
a little
find
bit
life
gay
a little
if
bit...
you're not into any of us.
That's not a bad...
How do you figure?
No.
Oh, here we go.
No. Gay guys are not...
Tully, would you be willing to fight all three of these girls at the same time at Alice Mania 7?
In wedding dresses.
What about you, Christian? You seem pretty into these girls. What about... Do you guys have a fight?
I gotta fight all three of them.
What?
I'd fight all three of them?
You'd fight all three of them?
What, that's the question. Am I fighting all three of them?
Yeah.
Okay, wrestling. Here's the fight. Wrestling. Here's
I agree
wrestling.
To fighting
fight.
Brittany.
Here's the fight. Make love and war.
No.
That was for us.
I mean, that could be the craziest fight. That could steal the Deegan Mira fight, where these three just start beating the fuck out of Christian Hand. And we're like, dude, this is getting ugly.
Yeah.
Like, John Mills needs to get in there.
That sounds like the end of a joke. Like yeah, you got beat up by three trainers.
Yeah. No, but if he catches one of them, then they get better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I thought, no. Listen, they have some aggro in them. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Why you guys?
Your face is swollen.
You probably left a mark, but I'm not in pain or anything. And you were, I volunteered to be slapped.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
And you took it like a man.
You, dog. He's taking it like he's continuing to take it like a man right now.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about that.
So who was your victor, Ellis?
I was gonna give it to Domino because she can rap.
She's talented.
But
she's beautiful.
I just feel like.
But you're tall.
Brittany's. You're just so fucked up.
Yeah, hello.
But I don't want to be disrespectful to trannies and be like, the ultimate tranny is the one that's the most fucked up.
It's the most stereotypical one.
That's okay, though.
It's okay, though. I'm fucked. Wait, what?
We're okay with her being the ultimate
tranny. Again!
Oh, well, come on!
She should have a radio show! Domino 101.6!
You guys are on that whole,
no,
I just want to fuck
her. No, don't get me wrong. She's hot, yeah. Out of the three women, she's my type. But at the same, if she didn't have a... Anyway,
I'd like to have a threesome with Brittany and Morgan because
yeah, of
I
course.
Feel like somebody's going to punch me in the face.
Yeah, that's going to get.
And I'll punch you back, motherfucker.
She'll punch you in the face.
I will fucking kill you, Brittany.
I don't fucking punch you in the face.
I will bang your unconscious face. I will fuck your unconscious head.
You're making me pop boners.
Good.
You're getting me really hot right now.
I'll jack your unconscious boner on.
Do you like choking? Do you like choking?
What just brought me wrong here?
Yeah,
I'm fucking choking you too.
I'll be you too. Come on, there you go. Doing that.
Oh, yeah,
you
guys
are knock you all in.
Will you stroke my unconscious boner as well?
No.
God damn it.
I know you. I don't want to get changed in the locker room with you. But it's okay because you're a professional fighter, so it's okay.
Okay.
When you retire, when you retire from fighting. I'm not getting changed in the locker room with you anymore. Because you're just a fucking hoax now.
That would be hot.
You just want to show me your dick. That's all that
I
matters.
I want to be flying the wall for that. Who? He show his penis? Yeah.
I've seen him in the locker room tons of times.
He has a huge dick.
Yeah, me and him have way bigger dicks than Chonin. That's the only thing I know. I've seen Chonin's dick too. Fuck, come on. He tapped out Anderson Silva. You think I don't want to... I have to look.
Pull it out.
What's a dick look like of a man that tapped out the spider?
Fair enough. I had this.
Come on. That's the dick that tapped out the spider. Oh, hello.
I did get...
That's my favorite book, isn't it? The dick that tapped out the spider. Out the spider. It's one of my favorite children's
the
books.
The dick
is it's a great book. It really is.
So we have. What's the score?
So Jason,
right
so
here,
Jason where does your vote come down? Yeah.
Brittany.
Brittany. All right.
Okay.
That would be three that's, for Domino. Two for
Domino Brittany. With the clinch.
We have. What is it here?
I want to see his penis.
One.
Seven.
I'll send you a twit pic later.
Will you? Well, why are you going to do that? Because then I can just.
Oh, the winner! The winner!
I was just kidding.
Of the ultimate tranny is Domino!
Let's
there you go!
Domino, everybody.
I like the golf clap. The golf clap.
Everybody loves donuts.
Oh, here's the cheese.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, you crowned.
The
ultimate.
I got a picture of her. Where's her phone?
I always miss ultimate tranny.
Where's your phone?
I don't know. It's in my pocket.
You look so pretty.
Once again, everybody, if you want to enjoy good times on Twitter with these lovely ladies, at Domino Presley.
If you want to hear about my boyfriend.
If you want to hear about your boyfriend and how... Well, I guess now, I'm actually more entertained by your boyfriend now, knowing that he licks your ass all the time. Who I don't know why, but it seems more entertaining. I don't think Raw Dog licks anybody's ass.
You need to start licking ass, buddy.
Thank you.
Words of wisdom.
thank you for the ass.
You're missing out. You really are.
Brittany, you love the ass.
Yeah, I like to fuck ass, but like a nice one.
Oh, so you're like a top tranny?
Yeah, that's what I'm going
to I didn't get it. For. Sorry, I'm not that educated on these things.
Basically, what she's saying is if she punches you enough and you get rocked, look out.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Interesting.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
But
I like you girls. Thanks, yeah,
for having us. Thanks for having us.
It was open up
at
a whole
Morgan
thing.
Triple X Bailey.
We don't have time.
At yeah,
you, I want to.
And at Brittany
Markham.
At Brittany Markham.
Like Ham. But
like Ham?
Like M-A-R-K-H-A-M.
Mark Ham!
Like a
but
piece
I
of meat.
I stopped saying Ham because I was like, people were calling me fat, and I'm like, Ham adds to the fatness. So it's Markham.
God. This just never, it doesn't stop.
It doesn't.
It just will not
go. Don't stop believing us.
It won't go away. Where's the fucking song?
Isn't it still in there?
It's in there.
I don't think it's in there.
Party.
You had
if anybody wants to hear Duck Duck Die, I'm going to play it right now again, right?
Sure.
Maybe I'll turn it down a little bit so it's not so
loud. Like, well, buzz get everybody out, you know, by being
all loud. It doesn't hurt anybody's ears.
Yeah, don't forget. Yeah, just try to turn this one down this time. It's Duck Duck Die with A is for Anal. Ladies, thanks for being on the Jason L. Show.
Thank you.
Bye.
So does this mean that Sam Gabay has a date?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can get it right. You won a date with Sam Gabay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Congratulations.
Thanks for letting me slap you.
Sam's a lucky dip.
Hey, man.
What?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah,
you gotta at least put your fucking arm down.
That's so, it seems gotcha, so dangerous.
I still gotcha.
Good guy.
Say hello to We Outspoken One. And say goodnight to your